Stephanie.
Hello.
Yeah. Since you love fashion and you're a fashion blogger, we are happy that you are here with us to give advice to the Filipino-Australian community regarding what to look forward in fashion for 2017.
Great. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Okay, so my first question is, what are the popular clothes from the past that will make a comeback this year?
Well, I think the era that's coming back right now would be like the 80s and 90s. Yeah, so that's making a big comeback. You can see it in sort of the latest runway. Yeah, definitely with the styles online and on the internet as well. If you if you look at all the bloggers and things, they've got really 90s influence. Mm-hmm. 90s influence in the trends and what they wear, and now it's sort of coming into the 80s now.
Okay, so this year it's going to be like 80s.
Yes.
Okay. So can you please describe to us the complete get up from head to toe?
Well, I think with the 80s, you've got very bold shoulders. So maybe like a statement jacket with a strong shoulder and cinched at the waist as well. So maybe like a big belt. And then you've got like the tailored pants. You can go with tailored pants or like even pants with a lot of volume.
Okay.
Because that's very 80s. And then you've got pointy shoes as well. And with the 80s, it's bold colors too. So
do you mean that it's going to be like the skinny jeans are out already for this year?
Skinny jeans, I would say so. Mm-hmm. I would say so, yeah.
So what would be the recurring colors for 2017?
Well, we've got bold colors. I think like a strong pink, not hot pink, but close to a hot pink.
Okay.
You got metallics as well, gold and silver. That's especially strong this season.
Mm-hmm.
And then green, like a forest green.
Okay, so these are really eye-catcher, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how about with the accessories, Steph? With the jewelries, shoes, and bags, what sort of colors or style should I purchase?
Okay, well, minimal jewelry is quite good.
Mm-hmm.
That can go with a lot of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen a lot of that as well in fashion blogs and online, but also statement jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got like statement earrings, like big earrings are coming back as well to go along with the 80s style. And also what's making a scene is artisan jewelry, sort of like handmade pieces as well.
Mm-hmm. But the shoes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it depends on your style and what you're buying for.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still pointy shoes. Pointy shoes are still big at the moment.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, pointy shoes.
Okay, so what are the brands or fashion labels that would make it big this year and why?
Well, I think Balmain is going strong, so Louis Vuitton as well.
Okay.
And with streetwear as well, so Yeezy.
Mm-hmm.
Easy, yeah. Streetwear is going to be big.
Okay. So, Stephanie, if I can't afford those branded clothes, do you have any suggestions on what I can do to wear the same style most people are wearing? Like maybe a cheaper online shop where I could, you know, shop those stuff that other people are, you know, wearing as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, nowadays, I think all the stores and online outlets, they pick up all the trends quite quickly because of social media and everything's a lot quicker these days. So I do buy a lot of things online and I find that ASOS is quite good in Australia. The Iconic is quite good to see.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
So these are all the online shops that they could, you know, look for.
Yeah.
So since it is New Year, if you could give some style resolutions for 2017 to the Filipino-Australian community, what would they be and why?
Style resolutions?
Yes.
I would just say, basically just be confident in what you wear. Because that goes a long way in pulling off an outfit. So if you're not confident, people can tell.
Because
fashion is so quick these days and trends come and go. But you just have to be confident in what you wear. Also, don't be afraid to be bold and express yourself, because fashion is one way you can really show off your personality and who you are.
Stephanie, could you say that 2017 is like, this is a chance for old ladies to be bold?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You're never too old to be bold with your fashion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are your most favorite fashion tips that you say to yourself and you can share as well to the Filipino-Australian community?
Well, I always say less is more. Mm-hmm. Less is more, and that that is all about balance.
Mm-hmm.
Balancing what I'm wearing. So if I'm going to wear like one sort of statement piece, like statement jewelry, everything else I wear is going to be a bit pared back, so that piece can stand out.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to wear a bold colored dress, then keep your shoes like nice and simple, like simple strappy heels, and yeah, just all about balance, not over the top.
All right.
That's all I say to myself. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, Miss Stephanie.
That's okay.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.